This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is, on a lot of college campuses this year, a conversation happening about race. Georgetown and its legacy of slavery, buildings and programs named after racists at places like Yale and Princeton, and at many schools, how to create a more diverse faculty. Nationally, just 4% of full-time college professors are Black, 3% are Hispanic. So when you hear the term underrepresented minority in an academic context, that is part of what people are talking about. Marketplace's Amy Scott has this story of one business that's trying to change that equation by focusing on one of the biggest barriers to faculty diversity, tenure. Here's Amy.
Carrie Ann Rockamore's experience as a college professor was,
quite frankly, just miserable.
She loved teaching, but the tenure process. Imagine, she says, you work for 6 years trying to be a great teacher and serve on every committee and publish important research, all the while worrying, if you ask for help, will that look like weakness? Can you say no to this dinner invitation from a colleague?
And then at the end of that time, a group of people are going to go in a room, close the door,
and vote.
If you have more yeses than noes, you have a job for life. And if you have more noes than yeses, you need to go do something else with your life. Just imagine that. This vote that's completely anonymous and that no one has to explain.
Rockamore survived that vote, got tenure, and went on to teach sociology for 8 years at the University of Illinois, Chicago. But a lot of her colleagues either didn't get tenure or left before they got there.
I felt a huge responsibility to do something, particularly because the people I saw leaving and not getting tenure were often women and faculty of color.
What Rockamore did was start the National Center for Faculty Development and Diversity.
So I have a very simple prospect for you today.
In seminars like this one at the University of Illinois, Rockamore and her staff offer tools to help more women and people of color not just survive the tenure process, but enjoy their lives as professors along the way.
I mean having explosive productivity and having a life. And let me be clear what I mean by having a life, because some people haven't had one in so long.
Now 6 years old, the center has a network of more than 90,000 grad students, postdocs, and faculty members, and it's partnered with 80 colleges, from Amherst to Stanford to Virginia Tech, that sponsor training for their faculty. Douglas Haynes is vice provost of diversity and inclusion at UC Irvine.
The impact really comes in retention.
Haynes says in the past 2 years, about 35 professors have gone through the 12-week Faculty Success Program, also known as boot camp. The university offers grants to help cover the $3,200 tuition.
It really represents an investment that the institution is making in the individual faculty member.
That investment not only helps people move up in the faculty ranks, Haynes says, it also makes it more likely they'll want to stay. Balancing the workload as a new professor can be tough for anyone, but at predominantly white universities, African American or Latino professors may face extra challenges.
Oftentimes, students don't take you as seriously as they might take a white male professor.
Edna Viruel Fuentes is an associate professor of Latino-Latina studies at the University of Illinois and did the boot camp before she got tenure. She says students sometimes call her by her first name or act surprised when they learn she's a professor. At the same time, minority students often seek her out as a mentor or bring their personal struggles to her office.
You know, they feel much more comfortable coming to us. So it's a blessing in a way. But at the same time, it just adds, again, a kind of another layer of expectations that other colleagues in other departments may not necessarily have.
Then there's committee work. If you're the only or one of few professors of color, you're in high demand, especially for committees that have anything to do with promoting diversity. Rockamore says all these responsibilities can actually hurt a tenure candidate.
And so if people are spending huge amounts of time on their teaching, if they're spending huge amounts of time on their service, it just leaves very little time for the one activity that matters the most, and that is doing the research and publishing the results.
The boot camps focus on managing those competing demands, how to prioritize research and writing, say no to people in power, cultivate a network of mentors, and this is really important, get enough sleep.
She's like, ultimately, like, your brain is what you're working with. And so you have to protect your brain and your well-being.
Whitney Robinson is an assistant professor of epidemiology at UNC Chapel Hill. She did Rockamore's boot camp years ago and does an alumni program every semester. She also keeps in regular touch with other alums online.
These are people I have never met in person, but I know when they're frustrated about their chair or the printer's not working or they're really struggling with a revise and resubmit or a paper rejection. And we've made this amazing virtual community.
Robinson is up for tenure next year and feels pretty confident going into a review. Still,
it's a little stressful.
Yeah, because remember, job for life or time to find something else to do. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.